Begin the current time, Mesachim Daf Chafei, begin Amid Beis, begin the Tez Damask, that begins with Zigmara, Af Nara Hamarasa. Also, the engaged girl, Yaharik Vayavar, Tez's gear says that he should be killed and not violate. Which Tez can explain that, yes, not like our gear of Tiharik Valtavar, because actually this, we're learning out that the same thing applies by Nara Hamarasa, is Yaharik Vayavar. Pirush Tez explains, what does this mean? Habayal. The one cohabiting with her, he should let himself be killed and not violate if others are trying to force him to be boiled in Amarasa, because he's doing an action. But actually her, the woman herself, she actually should cohabit and not get killed. And the reason for this is because the Karko Elami, she's what's called just like passive, she's like the ground. That the reason why Esther was not Moise Nefesh, not to cohabit with Achashverosh, is because she was Karko Elam. She didn't do anything wrong. Also in the Gemara Ksubistav, Gimel Mabez, the Gemara tells us also that Besul Nisli Amiravi, that this Gezer that they had to, the Jewish woman had to have relations with the pagan ruler, and the Gemara says that they were tznuis would be meitzu nefesh. Now, even though that if it's ba'oinus is permitted, like we're saying over here, and that's what the Parak the Gemara asks, the lidrshlu the einushari levis expound to them, levis tell them that it's permitted, and then they won't get killed. So what's the problem? But one thing is we see that yeah, if it's ba'oinus it's shari for her, it's actually not teharig val taver, because actually she is yaharig, she is actually doesn't have to allow herself to be killed. Yaharig vayavar is going on the man because he's doing the action. Now, but the Reed says the shapa garsin taharig. No, it's still appropriate to have the girsa of taharig that she should allow herself to be killed. But we just brought two proofs that we said that if the woman is being forced, that for her it's actually permitted, and she does not have to give up her life. That's like we said, that we explained. That's only where she's being passive and she's not doing any action. Abalasa's maisa, but to do an action, like for example, they tell her we're gonna kill you if you don't. You have to bring the erva on you. Then she has to let herself get killed and not do it in an active way, because the mitzvah yafina. That's what we learn from murder. Because a murderer is not obligated to give up his life. The same parallel, where there are cases that you're exempt, but there are cases that you're liable, where a Ritzach has to give up his life only when they tell him to kill actively. Let's say they tell him, allow yourself to be thrown alatinik on the child, or you're going to get killed. And the Chayv Limtza Atzmik Adil HaSachaber doesn't have to give up himself to save his friend, that he shouldn't allow himself to be pushed onto the child, where that's passive. Because the other to the contrary, Ikalamim, you could say, my chaz is the dom and the chabis mitzvei. Where do you see it's the inverse of what our Gemara brings? Where do you see that the blood of my friend is redder? Maybe my blood is redder, and therefore when it's passive, he doesn't have to go ahead and give up his life. Now, Omiyu L'Didei, however, for him, for the man, if they tell him, Hanach L'Tkaya Ischa Be'erva, be passive, let yourself be inserted in an erva, then Yaharig Bal Yaver, then he has to allow himself to be killed and not violate. Why can't he just say, I didn't do an action? Just like we're saying for the woman that when she's passed and posed over here, I didn't do an action. And as says, no, the kibbutz should take an oisai. Since they're inserting him, and the male member, it could only become erect only with a person's intention. That of the erection is the action, and therefore he would have to be Yehorek Balyab. To next test, the master begins with the Gemara Loi Efshav B'Limachav. If it's not possible, and you're not intending, Kulam L'Pligi, no one's going to disagree that in such a case, it's going to be permitted. Tez can explain that it's not a psikration, and where it's possible with a great tircha, that's still considered as Loi Efshav. Tez says this, that we're saying in the beginning of this sugya, that when you have two variables, Lahatu, where it's not possible to do what you need to do without the sin, and you're not intending to have benefit from it, everyone agrees it's going to be permitted, because it's something that's unintended. So we said that's according to everyone, as Tais says in his different mask. Says Tais, there's two versions in the Gemara. Lalishna kama near lafayish, according to the first version, it would seem to explain the kuli alme, when we say according to everyone, koya bayi v'rabba, that's going on the alme, yirma bayi v'rabba, And but like pligi d'shar, and this was saying that according to everyone, that no one disagrees that's going to be permitted. Kahina Reb Shimon, that's going by and Rabba, they all agree in Reb Shimon that's going to be permitted. Because Reb Yehuda also, because actually according to Reb Yehuda, it's going to be forbidden. At least according to one of them, I'm wrong. Because the Rabba, Mokim Pluk, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, B'lai, Yepshel, B'lai, Mechami, Rabba explains the Mokim, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. When it's not possible, and you're not intending, and like we're explaining over here, that you're saying according to everyone doesn't disagree, he goes, no, that's actually the case where Reb Yehuda says it's going to be also. Why is he explaining like that? Because the Be'efsha, when it is possible, Kamar, he says, the Moed Reb Shimon Da'aser, that even Reb Shimon, who is the more lenient, would agree that it's going to be forbidden. So obviously, that when's the case that Reb Yehuda is disagreeing and Reb Shimon is permitting, must be when it's Loi Efsha, Loi Mechava. And therefore, if we're saying according to everyone, there's no, must be Namayom, but actually in the Tanaim, there would be one that would hold that it's going to be us, that is Reb Yehuda, according to Rava. Now, that's according to Lishna Kam. Likadami, according to the second version, when we say that it's not possible and you're not intending. The Kuliyama, sure, according to everyone, is going to be permitted. Hi, Kuliyama. Here, although it's the same words, here, according to everyone, Hi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. It's the Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Ah, based on that, Vasi Shaper. Now it actually makes sense. The Be'ikad, the Amri, because in the second version, Lehad, the Benakit, the Gemara doesn't go through all the different cases. Elamash, Mishan, Amalash, Rishon, only what's given in the first version. And here it's different because here it kuliyama means something else. It doesn't mean I'm by a rabbi, it means Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. That's why it doesn't say the Igad Amri. Ef Shemachav in the other case of when it's possible and he is intending that to say the kuliyama also, the coin to everyone's going to be forbidden, because in this din, the two lishonos are the same exact and there's no difference and there's no necessity of repeating it in contrast to other halacha. Kuliyama means two different things in the two different versions. Now, to so explain what's the case of that it's permitted. As we're saying in the Dibur Maskel of Loi Efshe V'Loi Kemechaber, says Taisus, "Umayri Kugin DeLahavim Psikreish." We're talking about where it wasn't inevitable. Because Psikreish Boiner Maid Reb Shimon. The Gemara says in Shabbos says many places that when it's inevitable, Shimon agrees. Although he says Davashem is Kevin is Mutter. When it's inevitable, it's going to be Aser. Now, and says Taisus V'Loi Kemechaber, maybe can't say Davashem is Psikreish Shari Hachar Reb Shimon. Maybe over here Reb Shimon would agree, even when it's inevitable, would be permitted. Reb Shimon, Alcha Mayir Begrei the Kelim. Here it's similar to the case of when you're dragging vessels. Dilak Elis or the Rabban, which that's only Rabbinic Yisr Shulchai B'Glach Yab, which that's, although that's Chayv, that's bit digging. That's Chayrish. But it's in the direct way. Ketam B'Mav Likim Ekim Mar says in Shabbos Ab Chav Chav Tas. Sarah also, you could say that between Rabbinic Yisr and say that, yeah, when it's not possible and you're not intending, it's going to be permitted, even though it's a great shame. And that's what it says, no, because the B'Shmaita, Maisa, Elam, Edid, Raisa, and our Sugri bring even biblical cases, Kagoyin, Me'ila, Uklayim, Upsulpara, and then Valdesh and Paradum, those are biblical Yisurim, and Rav Shimon is saying it's going to be Aser when the Tav Hashem is Kavan, if it's Psikreishah, so it's a you have to sit the Cholan and the Maisel, have a Psikreishah. Obviously, we have to say that the case that we said, Rav Shimon is going to hold his Mutter, here where it's not a Psikreishah. Now, further, Tosfos clarifies, it says, V'lei Efshe the Kulish Maitan, the whole Sigun that says it's not possible. Nir Lari, which that's one of the two variables we're talking about regarding Kavana and if it's Efshe or not. So loy yafshar near the read to the read. Loy yafshar gadark. It only means to say it's not possible not to violate the iser in a normal way, but elabatriach gadol. Only if you went through a great effort. But if you went through a great effort, you would be. But that's still considered loy yafshar. And the proof is because the shilshul om the mekupas did this that we lowered down the craftsmen in boxes in the base of mikdash. Chashav loy yafshar the gemara considered as not possible. Now it is possible if the guy was literally holding his eyes down. It's just not the normal way, and we still see that's called loy yafshar. I bought them in b'ksubas. This is the Gemara says in b'ksubas of heima base. Gabimau level b'tchil b'shabbos. What's halacha? Could one have the first act of cohabitation with a besula on Friday night? To come to Yehuda, the Gemara says according to Yehuda, the aser it's forbidden from davar shem eskavim because although it's unintended, he holds it's aser. Avagav davar lo efshel loy mechaben. We're saying over here in the beginning of Taisus. Taisus was explaining that according to everyone, when it's lo efshel loy mechaben, that's going to be mutter. But we see Rabbi Yehuda says over there in b'ksubas of heima base, it's going to be aser. So what you have to say is that he's so good, the Bema Malikin from the Gemara Bema Malikin, the Asa Behuda, the Efshel Mechab, that he was actually going to be there, not like our Gemara is saying over here, that it's forbidden even if it's not possible any other way and you're not intending. Now, on that text explains, Avagav the Taisa with my Dama, although that interpretation of Yirmi was refuted regarding this, that he said, Kitan Masur Mefil Reb Shimon, that small chairs are forbidden even according to Reb Shimon, which, so we see he's refuted because regarding small chairs, we actually say that since it's possible, he wants to say that it's forbidden because it's possible to not have to do it, that point of his teaching is refuted. But this that he says that even big ones, which you have no choice but to drag it. It's forbidden even according to Behuda. Lo yitayis, we're going to that point, he wasn't refuted, and therefore, since that's the case, you could say that the Gemara Ksubis that asks, what's halacha being boiled b'Shabbos, which we're saying is only possible according to Birmiya, which is that even though it's lo'yafsha le'mechamen, that would say that it's aser because it's going to be Birmiya. So although he's refuted on one point, that in his interpretation of Reb Shimon regarding Ketanim, but regarding which that's a sugya elsewhere, that in Rabbi Huda, regarding Gedalim, that his qualification, how you understand Rabbi Huda's opinion, that Debashim is going to be also, even when you have no other choice, that could be, he could still be correct, he wasn't refuted, and therefore we could explain the Gemara Ksubis like his opinion. Ketanik says the master begins with the Gemara, Abaye, Rabbi Huda. Abaye is like Rabbi Huda, and Tosfos can explain what's the reason of Abaye that he says that it's going to be mutter, which we have this halacha noah that comes to a person, Bal Karcha, Abaye says permitted. Rabbi says it's going to be us. And on the second version, we said that where it's possible for a person and he's not intending, that's Machlis Dibin Rabbi Shimon, where according to that's where Machlis Dibin Rabbi, where according to Rabbi Shimon, that you go based on Kavan, everyone agrees that it's going to be awesome. Machlok is, like the Gemara says, according in Rabbi Huda, that he says it doesn't make a difference in the Kavan, or Dovashim, and the Skavan is also just like Machabim. And so Abaye says it's going to be permitted. He's like a Yehuda, that he doesn't go based on the Kavana. And therefore, if he could hold himself back from the Hana, where we call Afshon, then it's going to be Asa. And therefore, Abaye said that's going to be permitted when you can't hold yourself back, even though you're intending to have Hana, because it has nothing to do with Kavana or no Kavana. Whereas Rava differentiates, says only a Yehuda says you don't go based on Kavana, is only stringently. Where, but if as a leniency, that he wouldn't say that. Now, it says to his Niritzim, the Sava Abaye that Abaye holds according to Behuda, since when it's possible to not do it. And you're not intending that it's going to be Asr. And, but when it's not possible, you're not intending, then it's going to be permitted. Amma that we see, the Issa, Mishum, the Efshu, that what's the primary reasoning? It's nothing to do with Kavana. According to Behuda, that's not the primary variable. It has to do with if it's possible or not. And therefore, when it's not possible to hold yourself back, it's going to be permitted, even though you're having intent to have benefit. Now, says Taisis, moreover, this to do a certain Gersois, Megmar, and Shabbos, of Chavtes, and the base, where Bihemi Yesoz over there, Bishim agrees by, as we referenced this in the previous Taisis, by small benches that you could lift it up. That, oh, then you're not allowed to drag it because you could do it in a way, what's called Efshir, not to do the Isser. And the Machlekes of Bishim and was only by large benches where you can't lift it up. And then, oh, that's like the Efshir. So the Gemara says, "Oh, that this halacha of Rabbi Yirmiyah is a pliga de ulah, disagreeing with ulah, because ulah says machlekes b'gitan. He holds the exact opposite. He holds machlekes only by small ones, where they could lift it up, and that's where Rabbi Shimon says it's permitted. But in the big ones where you can't lift it up, if it's going to be, it's going to aser. Says Tosfos Shibusha, that must be a mistake, because if kula shmaita in our whole sugya shari tfei lo yafshin hechad yafshin, we say it's more permitted when it's not possible that you have an alternative than when it is possible." For Gedolim Hainu Lefsha and the big benches, which is not possible. So that wouldn't be according to everyone, Aser. And the Gars, rather the Gersa, they're supposed to be that actually in that case, they are called Mutter. That according to everyone, by the large ones, everyone would agree it's going to be permitted. Hainu Kalishna Bastach, that's like the second version that we bring over here. To believe Shabbat Mechavan, that when it's not possible and you're not intending, Kulam the Plague of the Shari, that no one's going to disagree. Both of Shabbat and Yudah are going to agree that it's going to be permitted.